Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When my middle daughter, Davina, was young, quite young, she hated taking naps. Like many children, she fought them tooth and nail. And thus, if we left her alone in the room at nap time, she would simply get up out of the bed and start to play and just do things in the room. So in order to make her nap, I would often, if I was home during that time, lay down with her and snugly wrap my arms around her. For a good 10 or 15 minutes, she would try to wiggle her way out and fight her way out of my embrace. But I firmly held on to her. Finally, she tired of the fight and she would fall asleep. My, how things have changed. A few weeks back, after on our way home from picking up Davina at college her first year, in our talk on the drive home, she mentioned to me that her favorite thing to do every afternoon after lunch was to go back to her room and nap. What she used to avoid like the plague has now become her favorite afternoon delight. I can relate. My power naps after lunch are what got me through college and seminary. After a morning full of classes and then going to the cafeteria to work in the dish room for lunchtime, I delighted in the thought of getting back to my room and taking a mid-afternoon nap. In fact, still today, Sunday afternoon, I'll be taking a nap. Getting out of bed this morning, it happened just this morning, my wife said to me, like I was struggling to get out of the bed, and she goes, I know what you're going to be doing this afternoon. Absolutely. In fact, I can't think of anything that renews me and refreshes me and re-energizes me more than a nap. Like Davina, a nap is something that I have learned to truly delight in. What is your afternoon delight? Or for that matter, your morning delight? Or your evening or nighttime delight too? What is it that brings you joy and that brings you refreshment? What do? Or where do you go to be renewed, to be re-energized for life? And what do you find rest for your body and respite for your soul? In what do you simply delight? Psalm 1, our psalm for today. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. And by the law of the Lord, the writer here does not mean simply the Ten Commandments. He is referring to all of God's Word. He says that such a person will live a blessed life, for he will be like a tree that is planted by a stream. Such a tree never thirsts for water, never needs the rain, because its roots are always being fed by the water of that stream. So too, the person who delights in God's Word, who meditates on that Word day and night, for he will be constantly nourished and refreshed by that Word of God, and thus he will constantly be blessed. Such was the Israelite who wrote also Psalm 119. Amazing psalm. Throughout that psalm, he mentions his delight in God's Word. In fact, for some 176 verses, he recounts over and over again how he rejoices in God's statutes, how he meditates on God's precepts, how he delights in God's decrees, and how he loves God's law. And because of that close connection to God's Word, he has been continually blessed in his life. He says, God's word feeds him and nourishes him and preserves him and protects him. Going back to our text, Psalm 1, Psalm 1 goes on to warn us against the opposite of those who delight in the law of the Lord. It warns us against those who walk in the way of the wicked. Like chaff that is carried away by the slightest wind, so the wicked will not be able to withstand God's judgment. They have no roots in anything that is eternal. And so on the day of judgment, they will be swept away. Now, while most of us probably don't like to think of ourselves as walking in the way of the wicked, the truth is that we probably do it more than we realize. Whenever we make decisions that are based on selfish goals and selfish gains, we're walking in the way of the wicked. Whenever we do the easy thing or the convenient thing instead of the right thing, we're standing with sinners. And whenever we seek to be refreshed and renewed, or in the words of our text today, to find our delight in anything that is not true or noble or right or pure or lovely or admirable or excellent or praiseworthy, then we are sitting in the company of mockers. Rather than living such a meaningless, fruitless, and ultimately inspirationless existence, Psalm 1 and also certainly Psalm 19 summons us to find our delight in God's word. And the psalmist is right to do so. 2 Timothy chapter 3, St. Paul reminds us that all of God's word is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness the person of God, so that he might be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Apostle John in his gospel reveals to us an even greater reason and greater truth why we should find our delight in God's word. John says that these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life in his name. And Jesus himself says concerning the word of God, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you possess eternal life. Jesus says, these are they that testify about me. God's word is not merely writings to be read, or ideas to be shared, or thoughts to be contemplated. God's word is the living and active means through which we know and we experience the presence of God. In reading his word, we hear him speak. We feel his touch. We experience his love for us. For it is through his written and his spoken word that we know of the death and the resurrection of Jesus for our forgiveness and for our gift of eternal life. It is through God's word that we are shown God's love and that we are shown God's will for our lives. It is by God's word that we are empowered to resist the devil and to walk in the way of righteousness. You see, to delight in God's word is to delight in God himself. For to know his word is to know him. And to know him is to be truly and eternally blessed. Do you want that kind of blessing in your life? Do you want to be like a tree that's planted by a stream? A tree that is constantly refreshed and renewed and nourished by the living water of God's love. then learn to delight in God's word. Let it be your afternoon delight, and your morning, and your evening, and your noontime too. Read it. Study it. Meditate on it daily. And you will absolutely be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.